This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America, 3rd March. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast on my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and all around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there working and helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there out on the oil rigs, wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button and then jump into the chat room and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And let's go over to the phone line. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the world is upside down and backwards. We got all the kids in the street, and these are predominantly younger people. A lot of millennials I'm seeing out there on the streets, and they want this, and they want that, and they want it now, and they don't want to wait, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And then there's Mama Nancy, who yesterday sounded like this.
We cannot settle for anything less than transformative structural change, which is why the Justice in Policing Act will remove barriers to prosecuting police misconduct and covering damages by addressing the qualified immunity doctrine. It will will demilitarize the police by limiting the transfer of military weaponry to state and local police departments. It will combat police brutality by requiring body and dashboard cameras, banning chokeholds, no-knock warrants in drug cases, and end racial profiling. We'll finally make lynching, Mr. Hoyer, a federal hate crime. And I salute Chairman Bass and Representative Bobby Smith and our two distinguished Senators Harrison Booker and others for their work in helping to pass H.R. 35 this year. Police brutality is a heartbreaking reflection of an entrenched system of racial injustice in America. True justice can only be achieved with full, comprehensive action. That's what we are doing today. This is a first step. There is more to come. In the coming weeks, the House will hold hearings, mark up the bill. Once the House passes it, the Justice and Policing Act, Leader McConnell must swiftly take it up. Leader in the Congress, the President must not stand in the way of justice. The Congress and the country will not relent until this legislation is made into law.
And that is Mama Nancy, who yesterday went down on her knees after that and thoroughly misused the privilege of what they were wearing. We'll get into that in a second. And then she couldn't get back up. Did you notice that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Nadler couldn't get down to begin with.
Right.
So now, what were they wearing, Kyle, and what was the purpose of it?
Well, what I understand, it's referred to as a kente cloth, I believe. I understand that. And actually, they took some criticism for doing that because it seemed to be sort of a pandering from what I could tell.
And who gave them the criticism?
Well, I know there was an ex-spokesman. One of the people who did was ex-spokesman.
It was a relative of the Kente family that developed it and said, hey, this was developed for prayer, High Holy Day, not for what you're using it for.
Well, precisely, yes. It is more of a prayer cloth, we understand. But there was an ex-spokesman for Elizabeth Warren who had some pretty good words about it, basically saying that it just sort of looked like they were being sort of self-serving, essentially. And I thought so as well. It just came off more as a stunt rather than an actual outpouring of any kind of support.
Well, keeping people safe is the first duty of any government, unless you're a Democrat. No longer will they be unable to appease or control its radical fringe. The Democrats in elected office and Congress and city mayors and whatnot have at least fully surrendered to this mob that's out there. And again, extremist proposals such as defunding immigration enforcement, how about that one? Pushing to eliminate private health plans like Medicare for All, ending American energy dominance with a Green New Deal, far-left Democrats who ran low and fanatic on fanatic proposals for their base, the riots gripping American cities this month, all offered a new opportunity, and they're taking complete and full advantage of it. Now, have you noticed the Democratic leaders have refused to condemn the violence? You hear anybody condemning any of this? How about the police where they're beating up on the police? How about that? Anybody say anything?
No, not that I'm hearing, Captain, but, you know, what we are hearing, we're hearing, for example, Chuck Schumer saying he's going to, quote, fight like hell to get this bill passed. And I just like to say that haven't the Democrats always said that they're fighting for the African American community? They're fighting for this, they're fighting for that. Years and decades of fighting, and we're in this situation.
Well, blue lives matter, people. Blue lives matter. And after the riots broke out, about 700 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers have sustained injury, including some who have died. And at least 15 people have died, many of them African American. Countless small businessmen have been torched, vandalized, looted, put out of business. And at least 150 buildings, federal buildings, have been damaged. Way to go. Way to go. Black Lives Matter, you bunch of ignorant morons. Kyle, we'll be right back. And I meant what I said right there. Blue Lives Matter.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, I have religiously been taking Relief Factor for 4 years. I take one in the morning, and I take one just before the show starts around midnight or thereabouts because of the pain that I have. I suffer, that's a good word. I have arthritis. Okay, so I have pain with arthritis. I also have back pain. I don't have neck pain, but this will help you with that. Don't have shoulder pain. I do have ankle pain, and my ankle swells up, and it'll help you with that. Knee pain, hip pain, that sort of stuff, it'll help you. And just general muscle aches and pain from activities that you do and whatnot, this will work for you. It's all non-narcotic. It's all natural. There's good ingredients in this product in there for you. Relief Factor offers a 3-week quick start right now for $19.95. You get the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And take a look at the tutorial that's there. It'll tell you all about what's in it, how it works. And then you can order it, the $19.95 3-week quick start. And you will know before the end of that 3rd week what's going to happen. And a lot of people get results right off the bat. So there you go. So good luck to you. It works for me. Hopefully it will work for you. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, yesterday in Houston, several hundred people wanted to come and view the closed casket of Mr. George Floyd. They did. They had that memorial service. We saw a lot of people there dressed in different garb, and I would say that that was probably a very respectful, very reverent moment.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the report I see is thousands of people came through. They had the casket viewing yesterday on Monday. Today on Tuesday, they will have, I believe, the full memorial service is going to be held there in Houston. Joe Biden came to Houston and met with George Floyd's family, we understand. And so definitely it's going to be a very, very special and emotional day today as that funeral is held.
Right. Now, the other thing is, the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, was arraigned yesterday, rearraigned. Charge was upgraded, second-degree murder. They raised his bail to $1.25 million. So I don't believe he'll be going anyplace anytime soon. What do you think?
No, I don't think so at all. Even if he were to get out on bail, I think it would be a very bad security situation as this all plays out. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to be out on bail anytime soon. Again, we're going to see how quickly this is going to be brought up to trial. One would think it's going to have a fast track, obviously, because certainly this is a something that is going to continue to grip the nation. Many protesters that I've seen on camera have said they want to keep protesting until there is an adjudication of this in some way.
Well, these sort of things don't take, you know, a matter of weeks or days. I mean, it just doesn't happen that fast. So I don't know what they're thinking about. But, you know, the longer they go on with this, the more dissent there's going to be against them, because these people, this is not popular, what they're doing. They may think it is amongst their group, and the Democrats are placating them because they're going, oh, this is a group of younger voters that we never had before. Looky here, we got votes, you got votes. Well, again, the record in the past on these people has been they don't vote.
Well, that's very true, and of course, what's happening now is that each day in many of the major cities, you're having protest marches and so forth. But that also means that the reopening isn't happening really at any full scale at all.
Now, I just watched a Wellesley College professor say on television, "Violence is involved in creating systemic change."
Well, you know, the thing is, in our society, we are supposed to have change, and Dr. King, I would think, as well.
Wait a minute. Did Dr. King go out and tear up the streets?
No. In fact, he advocated nonviolence, Captain.
That's right. I know.
And when we think about what Dr. King was able to accomplish and how he was able to move through American society and show America a better path, it's reminiscent of Gandhi. Gandhi was also for nonviolent resistance. And so these things really do matter in history. But you have some people, Captain, who want to be able to justify violence, because of some sort of short-term and maybe short-sighted view that they have of things. But the way that we accomplish things in America is through legislation, through peaceful protests.
Well, the president came out and said that there'll be no police defunding amongst the U.S.-wide clamor for reforms right now. And Joe Biden also opposes defunding of the police. He defunds, opposes that. And the Minneapolis mayor, that guy actually went to a rally and put himself in a position where you knew what was going to happen. And they asked him, "Mayor, we want yes or no. Will you defund the police?" And he said, he gave a qualified no answer, and they said, "Go home," whatever his name is. "Go home," whatever.
Jacob. That's right, yeah. And they were literally screaming at him, and he skulked out of
there. Oh, they had people. I thought they were going to beat him up.
No, absolutely. I know. I had the same feeling.
He was really, he came close.
That's right. And so because he did not immediately agree to a preposterous proposal on his face, he is going to be vilified.
You can't just defund a department. It doesn't work that way. You don't just take the money that's in the budget and go, "Okay, I'm going to take it all and put it all over here." It does not work that way. You know why?
Why is that?
There are contractual agreements in with some of those things they do. They can't break the contract. Or you want to talk about a city going into bankruptcy even faster? You watch and see. They'd sue them for all the money that was in the contract and about three times more.
Well, exactly. And, you know, from a business or a real estate standpoint.
Oh, and by the way, they'd win, too.
Well, exactly. But, you know, from a business standpoint as well, let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that somehow tomorrow the Minneapolis police disappeared. Business in downtown Minneapolis or wherever the police would have been patrolling and covering, those businesses would simply say...
Let me ask you another question. As a business person, what happens to your business insurance when that happens?
Well, I think that there would be all kinds of complications because...
No. One answer only applies to this. They would go out of sight.
Well, sure.
It would go so high that it would put the businesses out of business. And now what do you got? Nothing.
Well, they're already having...
And that's why I use the word ignorant morons.
Right. Well, they're already having to pay off millions and millions of dollars. And they're probably not going to write those policies ever again.
No, they're going to jack the rates way up.
Right, but if the government suddenly pulls back and says there's no law and order, there's only going to be the strong, you know, whoever you're going to have, either criminal groups or vigilante groups or whatever the case is, that's lawlessness.
Many companies,
nobody can do business in that.
Many companies will not even write the policy. Therefore, they will go into what's called a risk pool. And when they go into the risk pool, the insurance will go totally out of sight. I know. I've been in one before when a circumstance presented itself, and believe it or not, it was a major storm. It was a hurricane.
Yes.
And everybody that was left in this area where they were said, "Listen, you're going to have another hurricane here." Blah 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 blah. Well, true, but the fact of the matter is, everybody's rate went out. It just got jacked out of sight. And then that's when they created the insurance company in Florida down here. What the heck? I can't remember the name of it. But they had a government insurance company that wrote insurance for people, which made it a little bit cheaper, but not much.
Right, right. Well, but you see, the thing is, if you announce that tomorrow the sheriff, you know, quote unquote, is leaving town, well, everybody's going to start getting out of dust.
Sheriff's not leaving town.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. If you were to announce that, everybody would pick up and go because it wouldn't be safe.
Yeah.
And so can you imagine a metropolitan city that would have no protection? Now, I know this wouldn't happen because of statute and so forth like that, but these people think that this is what they're calling for. They will not accept police walking down their street. And so that's an impasse of major proportions.
And they're thinking about something else, too. These cities that rely on conventions and they rely on a certain amount of tourism,
yeah, right.
They'll never see it again.
Well, of course not. Because
never.
It's too much of a risk factor. And so instead of having a reasonable conversation about what happened, how do we make sure it doesn't happen again, do we make sure we punish people who break the law, people who abuse their power under color of authority, instead of having that conversation, we just tear everything up. None of that makes any sense. And they're just showing their absolute ignorance about how society
functions. Well, there we go. Ignorant morons.
Mm-hmm.
They are absolutely ignorant morons. What they're trying to do isn't going to happen in 100 years. Now, they may think it's going to, but it's not. And Kyle, hang on. Folks, these people, they are not doing anybody any good, even themselves. They sound good to themselves. This is socialism. This is communism. This is extortion, and it's not going to happen. It just isn't. All right, well, we'll be right back, and don't go anywhere. It's just getting interesting here.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words "Defund the Police," which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Then the website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, all you got to do is go over there to the website, type in your zip code, and then tell them what you're driving. Are you driving a car? Are you driving a truck? Are you driving a motorcycle? How about maybe you got an RV or maybe you got an AT or a boat, too? You can get insurance for all of those. And you can get them right over the internet, get a quote anyway, and then go from there. You can handle everything you want on the internet, or you can handle it by finding out where your closest insurance agent is and go from there. Now, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance too, and you want to get a rate on that, and you bundle it all together, you're going to get a fantastic rate. I know, I've been with them for 14 years. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's kind of continue in the area that we were going there, talking about these folks, these young folks that are trying to make these drastic changes to America right now, the fundamental transformation of America. Now, these, make no mistake about it, are Marxists. They are communists. They are democratic socialists. Matter of fact, the chairwoman of the Minneapolis City Council that was on television yesterday,
right,
was a democratic socialist.
Yeah, Lisa Bender.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's her party affiliation. Democrat, but technically and specifically, she's a democratic socialist. So this is what you get. Now, it takes money, lots of money, if you want transformation. And they don't have it. And if they're going to shut down their cities and they want to disband the police and defund the police,
You're going to lose your businesses. People are not going to stay there. They're going to move either out into the burbs, or they're just going to move the hell out of that state into a, oh gosh, a red state where they got police and safer conditions, okay? That's what's going to happen. If you think they got problems now, you wait till they do all that stuff. You're going to see a mass influx coming south.
Well, absolutely, because nobody in their right mind would stay in such a place. And because we are a society built on the rule of law. But if you want to create essentially a system where it's a system of lawlessness, and not even, Captain, it wouldn't even be like the Old West. I think it would actually be something very weird and very scary. And it would, because it just seems like the folks who are calling for the defunding of the police department are just wanting to press ahead with reckless abandon, thinking that they're going to have their own system of justice. But there has to be something that keeps law and order, and they don't want that.
Now, New York City started reopening this week as the coronavirus infection rate hit a new low there, so they're starting to move along. By the way, Florida got some really good numbers yesterday. The way they put the headline, did you see the headline in the story from Florida?
What was that?
Florida virus numbers up, blah, 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 that sort of thing. But you had to read the story to understand that the numbers weren't up. The percentage of the people that had the coronavirus were actually down, okay? So while they've done more testing and they've gotten more positives, a bunch of these are asymptomatic, and guess what? You can't get sick from the people unless they're sick to begin with. All right, hold on. We got Dan the Man on the line here. All right, Dan the Man from Lafayette and Land. What's up?
Hey, one thing. During the Spanish flu, doctors would tell people that had it or were getting over it or thought they may have it just to go out in the sunshine and just have fun. Exercise out in the sunshine.
My doctor told me that. Matter of fact, my doctor told the whole room full of that when he was walking through the office the other day. He said, all you got to do is go outside, folks.
Yeah, and kind of on a time delay from what I'm hearing. But I was just going to say, Detroit, things that were destroyed, burned down in the 67 fire. Today, they're still vacant lots.
I know that.
53 years later. So, you know, the business is going to go where it's welcomed.
Yep.
And where the demographics are favorable. And it's not going to be where they're at now. A lot of this will move and never come back.
You're right. You're absolutely positively right. And these, and again, I'll use the word, these ignorant morons don't understand that. And what they're doing is they're destroying their own hometowns.
And one other thing I want to comment on, I hope you're wrong on people in blue states migrating to red states because they don't leave their old voting habits behind.
I know that, but that's what they're going to do. What's your alternative? Go to Cuba?
Yeah, I know. Well, they're just going to make red states potholes just like what they left.
Yep, they're trying to do that, but we're also trying to let them. By the way, I did very well over the weekend at the gun show. I ran into a whole bunch of Democrats that aren't Democrats anymore.
I tell you what, I don't know. I think most people have made up their mind on this election. I'm still not sure how it's going to turn out. I mean, as many Republicans as I do Democrats that cannot stand Trump.
Yep, I know.
I think the Bush and the Powell wing, the old Rockefeller Republican wing, they're just kind of moderate Democrats now.
Yeah, well, Bush's representative yesterday said that what was published in the New York Times was not true. They never contacted George W. Bush. He never said what they said he said.
Yeah, but they didn't deny it either.
Well, they did.
He didn't say it.
That's right.
He said they didn't say, he disagrees with it completely.
All right, you got to run, but thank you very much, Dan.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. And, Kyle, you know, that article there that was in the New York Times about George W. Bush, well, he's not going to support Donald Trump. He never said that.
Well, that's right.
And that's what the representative said. It was not true. He never said that.
Yeah, I think they said that it was made up, basically.
Yeah.
And that's how that.
Because I got the article right here. It's one of the things I was going to talk about.
Yes, exactly. Well, but, you know, but generally speaking, I think that we are seeing many of these Republicans that aren't going to publicly, you know, be very vocal about supporting President Trump, and they find themselves in a real quandary. But of course, most people across the highways and byways, Captain, they don't see the quandary of it all. They absolutely see that the Democrats have tried to put in place their own agenda at the expense of the American people during this COVID-19 emergency. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to capitalize on the riots, anything to go after President Trump.
Yep.
And actually, they're driving people to President Trump at this point.
That's absolutely true. And that's, keep on keeping on, because these numbers they think they got out there, they don't have them. Those are internal numbers within their own group. And I get that, but that's not even close. So people need to understand, yeah, we still need to do our bit for God and country, but don't give up the ship. Not now. We've come way too far. And the other thing is, let's see, you talked about Chuckie Schumer and fighting like hell to push the police reform bill through the GOP-led Senate. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, no, but this is all part and parcel of exactly what the Democrats do every election cycle. They come out and they say, we're fighting for you. But let's go back, Captain, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years in this country and say, the Democrats keep saying they're fighting for African-Americans and low less fortunate, and they never, because all this is happening in blue states.
What is the largest group of voters in the country in terms of age?
Let's see, I would say it would probably be over 65, I believe.
Senior citizens.
Yeah.
And their voting percentage, people that vote, it's around 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The younger folks that are trying to be, heard and this, that, and the other, and I get it, I understand that. I was young once myself, so were you. Okay. They just don't vote.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why they're trying to instigate any kind of mechanism they can, whether it be ballot harvesting or vote by mail or vote by your cell phone or any kind of thing. Yeah.
And anything they have to do is a little bit challenging, where they got to, get up to that that reasonable authority again and get there and register and show their proof and get their birth certificate and all that sort of stuff. They don't want to do that.
Well, no, and that's one of the reasons, too, why the Democrats constantly don't want to have any kind of voter verification at all for anything.
Of course not.
The day of the election. And
because they know that those people don't want to do that. They know that already.
Exactly. But they do have those who are calling for this massive change and so forth. But unfortunately, Captain, in many ways, they're not tempered by experience. And that's a real bad thing. We need new and fresh ideas in this country, but it's how to connect with people, these kinds of things. But what some of these people are calling for is simply out of the pale of what it even means to have the American society.
Yeah, and there is another option for people when they start coming down to turn our state purple or blue or whatnot, and they think that that's a better way to do it because they ruined their own home state. Well, come on down and do that. We'll just move a little further south and go to Costa Rica. and live better on less.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. And, boy, we got water tonight. Holy smokes. We got rain going all the way up into Minnesota tonight because of this storm that came aboard yesterday. Now it's just a depression. But rain, go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Bullet Boys for the Love of Money, that's their version of Love of Money, and I remember that song done several different ways, but I played that because of what we were talking about here just a little minute ago, a couple minutes ago, and I'm going to bring Kyle into this about the out there across the country. You know, they want to make all these changes. Well, they got to remember the money because they're about to lose a bunch of it, but what they're going to try to do, the people are going to leave from these cities and these areas, and they're going to move.
That's right, and they're going to take the mean green with them.
And they're going to need to have some trucks to do the moving for them because this Truckers Highway and Byron Report brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I'll tell you what, stop into the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Tell them the captain sent you. You've been listening to the show on the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice, free, large, hot cup of coffee. Okie dokie. Cristobal is bringing additional heavy rain and flooding all the way up into, Wisconsin right now. Holy smokes, all the way up the Mississippi River Basin. It's pretty much cleared Louisiana right now, and it's up in the northern part of Mississippi and Arkansas. You're getting it pretty good. You got a lot of flood warnings there tonight. And Missouri, up through the central part of Missouri. But if you're on I-44 going to St. Louis, you're going to be in rain almost all the way from Joplin to St. Louis tonight through Fort Leonard Wood. A lot of flood warnings in there. Central part of Missouri up on into the southeastern part of Iowa, the northwestern corner of Illinois, the southwestern corner of Wisconsin, and the southeastern corner of Minnesota. Like I say, pretty much following the Mississippi River straight north to Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this storm is a major rainmaker. That's why all those flood warnings in the path of this.
Well, excessive rainfall and flooding are possible from the Gulf Coast northward, although that'll end today, all the way up through the mid-Mississippi Valley as Cristobal brings several inches of rainfall with gusty winds for the next couple of days all the way up to the Great Lakes and elsewhere. Severe thunderstorms, and I see them, are expected in the northern and central plains. Despite somewhat cooler temperatures, extreme fire dangers persist in the southern Rockies and southern plains. Now, in the southwestern corner of Minnesota, as well as the northwestern corner of Iowa and the southeastern corner of South Dakota, they have had some severe thunderstorms during the course of the day, even down into the northeastern corner of Nebraska, where right now I see flood warnings and rain in the central part of Nebraska. You see that?
Yes, yeah, North Platte, that area. Mm-hmm.
Now, in the meantime, the western part of Kansas, let's see, the eastern part of Colorado and the central and lower part of Colorado, all of New Mexico, all of West Texas, to include the Panhandle and Amarillo, is under a fire threat advisory right now, extremely dry conditions, and it looks like as if that's not going to go anywhere. And then it's even out into Arizona, eastern part of Arizona, and up there in the mountains of Arizona, from Tucumcari across to Gallup, and it kind of lets off a little bit up there in Flagstaff. That might have been because of that rain they had the other day.
Well, that's right. And over in, as we continue westward, over into California, we had a rare Santa Ana wind condition, which brought a lot of fire risk weather to Southern California.
Did anybody get tipped over?
Not that I know of.
Because Santa Ana winds, you always had a truck or two somewhere out in the interstate got blown over.
Yes, exactly. Fortunately, I haven't heard of any event like that. But what we do know, Captain, is that, of course, this is extending across the southwest. We're going to continue. The winds have died down, but we still got the triple-digit heat that can be in this area of the southwest right now as well. But the good news is the areas that were under critical fire risk, that is going to shrink as we move into Tuesday now because some of that is going to go away, and so that's the good news. But we have had, of course, some growth in the interim time before these heat and winds have come up, and that means if something does occur, then the fire danger is at higher risk.
Yeah, and by the way, I just picked up something here. My weather screen just updated while you were talking. The southwestern part of Ohio, which again is over there to the west of Cincinnati, going towards Indiana. That would be along I-70 over there, I-64, I believe. But it's 70. It was right the first time. There was some fog in there, and then I also see some fog now down just north of Laredo. And there seems to be, that is some really hot weather way down there on the border, McAllen and Harlingen, Texas right now. Really, really skyrocketing hot, 100 to 110 degree temperatures down there today.
That's right, yeah, south of Nuevo Laredo, down towards Zapata.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right, in McAllen, this is the area that is contained with the excessive heat warnings for Texas, yes.
Yeah, now, the president has definitely got his hands full because the Never Trumpers, the Democrats,
anybody that's coming along that's trying to get rid of him for two reasons. Number one, he's going after the deep state and the swamp, and they got him literally right in the palms of their hands right now, and Barr and Mr. Durham are about ready to make some significant announcements. I don't know where it's going to go, but there will be some indictments out of this, and what happens after that, who knows. But President Trump does not play by the rules. He's a street fighter. Okay, and is fighting his insulated D.C., the D.C. system, which is totally out of touch with the country. That's what Richard Grenell said last night on Fox News, who, by the way, is now a private citizen again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he's going to wind up doing?
Right. Good question. Well, I think, of course, and Grenell also talked about the fact that, you know, a lot of people went after him saying he didn't have any experience. He actually has a lot of experience.
He had more experience than people thought.
Well, precisely. And he said, especially on the what he called the consumer side, which is a little misleading, but those who take intelligence and have to apply it, he has a lot of experience in that. So he was very qualified to do what he did at the DNI, the ODNI office there. And this is what really has set things in motion, Captain. Not, I don't want to say an end game of sorts, but it's certainly set things in motion to be able to bring to the light of day the very things that were going on in our country, which were being done to undermine our country. And I think the American people are going to see this as we go into the election, and I think they're going to make up their minds pretty quick.
And I want everybody to pay attention to what I'm about to tell them here. With many testing positive for coronavirus, but remaining asymptomatic, the chance of the virus transmission from those people is extremely rare. The people that should have been wearing the masks from the get-go, from the beginning, were the ones that were doing the coughing, the sneezing, and the hacking. They were the ones that were contagious, not the other people. They had it all wrong.
They had it all wrong, Captain. And we shut down our economy. We made
because
people,
of it.
Yeah, we've made people stay at home for 10 weeks.
And if people don't understand what's been done to us here by Dr. Fauci and his crew, I'm telling you, it's just unbelievable. And as Denise talked yesterday, Denise Simon, he is a statistician. He's not a doctor. So he was just dealing with numbers. And if the numbers changed, he changed.
Right. Right. Well, again, I mean, we don't know just how far this is all going to go in terms of the damage inflicted. I saw something earlier, 60%, of course, of job losses coming from the very fact that the government made everybody shut down.
Yep.
We got jobs that aren't coming back because the government...
About 25% of the jobs are not coming back, period.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so now, suddenly, it's kind of like it's not really fair to come out and say, oh, well, you know, we were wrong about that. You know, this was getting it very wrong, literally on a global scale. Many people have paid the price.
The Democrats knew that the only way they could beat Donald Trump with the economy steaming along like it was to do something to absolutely screw it up. And they did. And by the way, folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, we've got some great news for you about what the president's going to be doing here in the next couple of weeks. I mean, you are going to love this. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.